more of you, Lester. So here I am, because I know better than to ignore heavenly guidance.
Lester sighed. Agnes Planck, his wife's best friend, had never known the meaning of silence. She barely drew a breath at the end of one sentence before she shot headlong into her next burst of words. There would be no ignoring her now that she'd almost reached his dock. So Lester reluctantly raised the back of his chaise. All hope for a nap was gone. He felt a headache prickling around his temples.
"I've been so excited since our bus arrived about half an hour ago. I looked around, but I didn't see you anywhere,"
Agnes continued as she struggled to catch her breath.
"It was such an adventure to come all the way from Ohio. I've never been to Missouri before, and our friends are so pleased that Gloria's found herself a young man to settle down with. And it's such a joy to attend not one, but two weddings while I'm here. All that food and visiting time, and doesn't the sense of springtime romance in the air make you feel like you could start all over again, Lester? Don't you just love weddings?"
"I was indeed looking forward to these weddings, until a few moments ago."
"Of course, ever since you Lehmans moved here, I've been following Promise Lodge's weekly reports in the budget,"
Agnes went on as she peered at the land and buildings around them.
"I was so tickled when Gloria took over as your district's scribe, and, well, she's so descriptive, but I had no idea what a lovely settlement you'd come to. And, of course, you and your brother Floyd, God rest his soul, installed the windows and siding on these new homes. And with everything except the lodge building being only a couple years old, it seems like the perfect place to start fresh. Before that terrible traffic accident took Dolores away from us,"
Agnes continued with a brief frown,
"all she talked about was coming here to live in the fine new home you'd built for her. Lately, she's been telling me how lonely you've been, Lester, and, well, you know me. I just have to help people. The way I see it, Gloria's wedding is a heaven-sent opportunity."
Fully awake now, Lester swung his feet to the dock. When he could get a word in edgewise, he needed to deflate Agnes's high-flying hopes in a hurry. Because in her vivid imagination, she was already standing before the bishop with him, repeating her wedding vows. As he opened his mouth to speak, however, another urgent female voice hailed him.
"Lester! Lester Lehman! It's me, your Elverta. I read about Gloria's wedding in the paper, and it seemed like the perfect reason to come and see you."
Lester moaned. His sense of freedom, peace, and unencumbered living had just hit another serious snag. As the national newspaper for plain communities, the Budget, was a wonderful way to keep track of far-flung friends and kin. But he suddenly wished that Gloria and Rosetta Wiki, their community's original scribe, hadn't been quite so descriptive in detailing the Lehman family's relocation. The tiny town of Promise, Missouri, was out in the middle of nowhere, yet Agnes and Elverta had apparently followed every line of the newspaper's weekly reports right to his doorstep. As Elverta Horst, dressed in deep green, strode toward his dock, her tall, skinny, ramrod straight body reminded Lester of a string bean. He knew better than to express that opinion, of course, because the woman he'd broken up with to begin his courting Dolores had never been known for her sense of humor.
Who's this?
Agnes asked him under her breath. Never one to beat around the bush, Elverta stopped a few yards from the dock. She glanced at Lester before focusing on the flustered woman beside him.
"And who might you be?"
she demanded with a raised eyebrow. Lester answered as indirectly as possible, because he knew these women would soon find out every little thing about one another.
"Elverta, this is Dolores's best friend, Agnes Planck. She lives down the road from our former home in Sugar Creek," he explained hastily. "And Agnes, this is Elverta Horst, and I was engaged to Lester before he took up with Dolores."